There's a certain degree of truth you want to tell, and then there's some things that you want to leave out.
That was William Morris discussing his most recent video project, Immediacy of Distance. And I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
And I'm Nancy Fowler. And this is Cut and Paste. And we brought William Morris together in the studio with his gallerist, Bruno David, to talk about this latest project.
It was initially called Immediacy of Distance, which had to do with memory and editing of memory. It's got some Super 8 footage in it. It's got some new footage that I've shot. But it's mostly about the memories that the Super 8 footage bring back that I kind of shelved in the back of my head. And capturing new footage that will, along with the Super 8 footage, illustrate the project, which is about mom and dad and how I feel about them.
How did you first start working on this project?
I knew that there was Super 8 footage in the house where I grew up. And when I realized there were at least 30 rolls of it, 3 minutes apiece, then I thought, well, maybe I ought to do something with that, you know?
So what was that like to all of a sudden see your parents brought back to life?
It's something to grapple with, I think. It was bittersweet, of course. I loved them. I missed them. I think about some of the things I picked up from her as a filmmaker that I wasn't aware of.
What sort of things did you notice in your own work that had been something that she did as well?
I tried to do some things that were opposite of what she would do. Like, she would hold shots for a really long time, and I would just swing the camera backward and forward very quickly, and shoot only a couple of seconds of footage here, and then press the button down and shoot a couple of seconds of footage there. That was completely different from what she would do.
What was it like to be around your mom when she had a Super 8 camera?
It wasn't that different. I mean, she was still mom. She made it seem seamless. I mean, she had the camera in one hand and she had her fist balled up, you know, with the other hand, like she was gonna smack you down. You know, she was multitasking.
So at some point, you know, children become really more and more self-conscious about appearing, you know, in even photos, much less video. So, mm-hmm. You know, at some point were you like an obstinate teenager that like, no, I'm not gonna.
Of course. But, you know, I'm grateful for those couple of little frames that I am in because it helps me place myself within the context of everything that she shot. There were some audio recordings that I made of her when she was still relatively sentient.
He lived for the weekend. If you didn't have nothing after the weekend, all right.
She later succumbed to Alzheimer's, but while she was sharp, she told me these stories about what it was like growing up in Mississippi during the sharecropper era.
He didn't care what color you was. If you had money and wanted to gamble, he'd gamble and he'd win.
That's the thing, is I'm trying to line up this 70s footage from when I was a kid with her memories of when she was a kid in an entirely different environment. And she's telling me these stories, you know, much later in life. So it's a hell of an omelet to assemble.
Is there anything that you wish that you had asked her when you had the opportunity?
Yeah, there are some things. She told me a story about how when she was dating, she went out with B.B. King, and I wanted to hear more about that story, but it's too late now.
Was there any story that she told you that really surprised you and that you feel is really important to include in the footage?
There are some very basic sort of human words to live by. And one thing that she told me, I can't remember the exact story, but I can remember this one part of it, and that was that, you know, you should hold close those people who are important to you and be there for them as they grow. That's why she stuck around. She felt it was her job to raise us properly. And at the time, in the late 2000s, I had a kid who was in his, you know, early years of school, and I think she was telling me to stay there for him and impart what she had imparted to me.
So how does this project sort of relate beyond your family?
On a larger scale, I think it talks a little bit about what African Americans were doing during the 70s with their leisure time. It gives you a glimpse into how they lived to some degree. It gives you a glimpse into what it was like growing up in a particular in a North Side neighborhood in St. Louis during that time.
Was there a moment that you felt like you'd stumbled across the best way of presenting this imagery?
That's the problem, is there, because of my background and it being sort of experimental and abstract, meaning the pieces or the style of the pieces that I've done to this point, I'm wanting to take a more serious turn now, a more documentary style turn towards or attempt towards addressing the material, and that's made it difficult. I've never tried to make a fully documentary piece, and there's a certain degree of truth you want to tell, and then there's some things that you want to leave out. So it's in the process of assembling these pieces, you have to make a decision about, well, how truthful do I want to be? And
how do you make that judgment call?
You do what you feel is going to resonate the most. And that's the same thing as telling the truth, I guess.
When you look at those videos, I know that like music is sort of a time marker for many of us. Do any particular songs come to mind?
Mm-hmm. A couple of pieces of music that are blues from the period my mom was in her 20s. I haven't said a lot about my dad, but because he was not a filmmaker, he was sort of a in-the-moment kind of guy. But mom had the presence of mind to capture material and look back on it and have family nights where we would all sit down and she would point out what she had shot and why. It was fun. It was movie night at our house.
Could you describe kind of what the scene would be at something like that?
We're all, you know, hunkered down in the living room, and she has the pull-out screen at one end of the living room and the projector in the middle of the room, and, you know, I'm mesmerized, really, by watching the image and also watching this device. I love technology, and I love antiquated technology. So watching this device spin around and somehow through the alchemy of light and film, you get, you know, memories of what had happened, or you get to look at stuff that happened a year ago. You know, she never edited anything either, so you just got the raw film.
You mentioned that she hadn't edited everything, and some of the work that you've shown has been heavily edited.
Yeah.
I'm curious whether there's any relationship there.
The process of editing is akin to a sculptor taking a mallet and a chisel to a large rock, because you've got something substantial before you begin editing, and it doesn't reveal itself to you until you begin the process of editing.
How is your editing process changed by working with actual documentary style images?
I think you have to be more reverent about the material when it's family or when it's something very close to you, very close to your heart, because other people will be looking at it and, you know, they have their own memories of how things were, and they have a sort of predetermined idea of what it should look like to them, even though they're not filmmakers. You take your audience into consideration when you're making a new work, and it's times two when you're talking about your family, I think.
So, Bruno David, you represent William Morris.
I do.
Mm-hmm. What drew you to his work?
What I liked at first was the abstraction of his work. They were very short, and they were really about a very strong voice. Now, the new body of work that he's been talking about is going to have a different approach when we look at it. It's more like you will start to get involved and be part of his family, be part of an era that doesn't exist anymore.
And what interests you specifically in the idea of memory and the intersection with film?
Well, I think, you know, we live in a time right now where everything is about the moment. And so artists who are taking the time to slow down and show us the way it was, not necessarily with nostalgia, but something to learn from.
And that was William Morris, video artist, talking about his latest project, Immediacy of Distance. Cut and Paste is produced by Willis Arnold.
And Nancy Fowler, with help from our editor, Donna Carando.
And the music you heard was written by Eric Hall.
You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or other podcast servers. Or you can find us at stlpublicradio.org. Do you want me to do the whole thing?
No, because we already have it.
Right, okay.
Just take it from another one, if you want to.
So then, are we done?
I think so.
Awesome.
Glad I didn't... I mean...